Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we want to continue with the story of Joseph, but we want to come to that point where Joseph is going to identify himself to his brothers. You perhaps know that the story where Joseph had been betrayed by his brothers. He'd been sold as a slave, and as far as they were concerned, he could have been dead and gone. But they get into some trouble because there's famine in Canaan, and they hear that they can buy bread in Egypt. And so they make the journey, and it's quite a long journey, but they make the journey, and they arrive in Egypt, and they don't know that the person that God has raised up to bring some extra bread in Egypt when everyone else has nothing is none other than their brother Joseph. God had just had his hand upon him. He'd been raised up. He was the right-hand man to the Pharaoh. And when there had been 7 years of plenty, he was in place under the authority of the Pharaoh to manage things. He managed things superbly well, so that when 7 years of famine came about, well, he was in a place to be able to care for the people and see they didn't starve. There was even some left over for others. So the brothers are there. And now comes a moment that is very dramatic. The brothers are told by Joseph, "I am Joseph. Is my father still living?" His brothers were not able to answer him because they were terrified at his presence. Their natural thought was, "Joseph recognizes us. That's it. He's going to have us all killed because of the way that we treated him." And they are terribly troubled. But Joseph, in fact, wants to show mercy. He says, "Don't be distressed, don't be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. For 2 years now there's been famine in the land. There'll be, next 5 years, there'll be no ploughing and reaping, but God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So then, it was not you who sent me here, but God." What an incredible way of being able to look at the circumstances that had led Joseph to Egypt. Sold as a slave, misunderstood, accused falsely by Potiphar's wife of trying to have an affair with her, all sorts of things. A baker had been put to death after he interpreted his dream correctly. A butler had been raised up. The butler, instead of remembering Joseph, totally forgot him until a real crisis. But throughout all these misunderstandings, all this bad treatment, Joseph had remained incredibly true to God. I'm sure he had his moments. I'm sure there were ups and downs. But fundamentally, it seems that this young man never lost sight of the fact that God had called him and God had a purpose for him. And that's ultimately what now unfolds. And his perception, look, God is in this. God's behind this. Don't feel that it was all your fault. It's not, of course, that what they did was right, far from that. But the message coming across is that whatever your mistakes, however badly you behaved, God was sovereign. And as you listen to this program today, it's ever so important. I don't know, as you listen, what you've been handling in your life, but it's very important to know that God is sovereign and watches over everything. Let's pause for some worship, after which my good friend Patrick will join me. We'll have another look at the story that's unfolding, particularly in Genesis 45.
and I will seek your face. My soul thirsts after you in a land dry and bring streams of living water. Oh, how my soul thirsts after you. My lips will glorify your name, and I will praise you all my
listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've come now to talk to Richard further about Genesis chapter 45 and beginning to conclude the story of Joseph. So, Richard, we see a plan really unfolding, as you said, over a number of years and over a number of pretty terrible incidents in his life. Can we say that, you know, God has a plan for all of us, or was Joseph in some way a special case?
Well, I think that there was very definitely a special plan for Joseph, but the principle of how God, if we put our lives into his hands, can bring everything ultimately together for good, well, that is true. So the actual way that things developed, clearly there was a very specific plan for Joseph. But whatever happens to any of us, we can be confident that nothing has escaped God's attention. He's going to be at work in it somewhere.
And I suppose it is important to make the point, as you did, that throughout all his difficulties, Joseph never seemed to actually lose sight of God, and he always trusted him.
Yes, that's right. And it is a fascinating story, because Joseph seemed from very earliest days to have a real deep sense that God had a plan for his life. Those early dreams indicate this, and he never lost sight of that. The circumstances didn't detract from the fact God still got a plan.
Yeah. This is also a story of forgiveness. I mean, Joseph could very easily have taken revenge on his brothers for the way they treated him. And in fact, you know, quite often in the Old Testament, you see some, you know, it's quite bloodthirsty sometimes, isn't it, in the Old Testament? And it wouldn't have been surprising for that. But it is a story of forgiveness. And again, how do we relate that to today? Because, you know, many people might say they've been very badly wronged and they actually feel they can't forgive the person who wronged them. What would you say to somebody in that position?
I think the thing that becomes very clear about Joseph is that he has a clear perception, not of just what the brothers were doing, but he has this incredible perception of what God was doing. And I think that is one of the ways through to being able to forgive. If we only see what someone has done, what circumstances have worked out, we may find it extremely difficult to ever forgive and ever see any point in it. But he had this incredible sense of, but God was working. God meant it for good. And therefore, because he saw that God's hand was in it, he was able to forgive. I guess also, although we don't have much clarity on this, there probably was a sense in Joseph of perhaps feeling, maybe I'd made some contribution to this problem. Maybe I should have kept quiet about my dreams. Maybe I should have just been a little wiser in what I said. And that, again, if we recognise that, well, however badly someone treated us, perhaps we didn't help ourselves totally, that again will bring us to a place of being willing to forgive. But of course the fundamental ability to forgive comes from the sense that God has been prepared to forgive us. And if you really know that, that is going to be the mainspring of helping you to forgive others.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.